You're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and I am on the phone with Steve Knutson. He is the, you're the manager, Steve, at Super One right here in Two Harbors?
I am the manager.
Knutson, thank you. Man, I can't believe I managed to butcher your name a little bit there. Anyway, yeah. Steve, I know you have been, don't even know what your hours have been, but you have been working hard at one of the most critical stores in our town. So thank you so much for that, and thank you for taking the time to come on the air with us here.
Oh, you're welcome.
We have a lot of questions for you from listeners and others, so maybe I'll just start in right now. So we've all seen the, I don't know what you'd call it, the raid on your store and then the empty shelves. Do you just want to tell us a little bit about your supply chain? So do all the stores at Super One have the same supply chain? Are they all being serviced regularly? What's your sense of supply in the future?
Well, the future is pretty good. The biggest thing about the supply chain is it being overwhelmed as it was for a 10 to 15 day period. It was impossible. Nobody saw that type of volume coming on.
Right.
And it was impossible for the supply chain to keep up. Moving forward, it's getting better. It will continue to get better. All of our ordering processes are the same. Our delivery schedules are the same. So we will be back in stock on a lot of the key items that we've been out of very soon. It's just going to require some patience on the customers.
Okay, so you don't see any sort of long-term issues here. I mean, the supply chains are coming in as normal, and we're eating the same food as we always have, so it should all even itself out.
Right, it should. It should. You know, the one big question that we get almost on a daily basis is hand sanitizer. And there is a real shortage on hand sanitizer right now, but we've been told through our suppliers that by mid-April they should be back up and running and be back in stock on most hand sanitizer. So,
right, great. And I have also heard via quite a few reliable sources that soap and water is for washing hands is very adequate to kill the virus. And so we're all urged to wash our hands. So listeners should not feel like they can't do that with the disinfectant thing.
Right. Washing your hands is the most critical aspect right now of staying healthy, and everybody should adhere to that and wash your hands as much as you possibly can. Don't touch anything. Don't touch your face. Don't touch your neighbors. Just keep your hands clean.
And I do believe you have plenty of soap in the store.
That's been hit hard, too, and there are days when the hand soap has been at a premium. But, again, that'll is slowly being back in stock as well.
Yes.
We're doing what we can. I mean,
yes,
the number of outages that we're seeing from our suppliers has been substantial, but it's getting better on a daily basis. They're running behind. We're getting numerous updates throughout the day as far as what is happening with our suppliers. So, you know, we're trying to stay up to breast with them.
Yes. And I'm sure all stores are facing almost the exact same issues. I don't know if, I mean, one question from a listener is, what foods are in highest demand by customers? Is there anything we should, I don't know if you even want to answer that, because then suddenly everyone will rush out and buy that thing if it's left in the store.
It seems to me that just about all items have been in highest demand by customers. I mean, the sections that have been hit hardest are obviously cleaning supplies. You know, anything that says 99.9% will kill bacteria has been flying off the shelves.
Yeah.
Canned foods, rice, obviously bath tissue, soap, eggs. Those have been the hardest hit items.
Yeah.
Or flour, a lot of flour.
Everyone's going home to bake.
Apparently, flour and chocolate chips. I think we were joking at the store yesterday that everybody in Two Harbors must have fresh baked chocolate chip cookies at home because you can't get flour or chocolate chips.
Well, I would not be at all surprised, because comfort food, right? I mean, that
is
pretty much as comforting as it gets, is homemade chocolate
absolutely.
Chip cookies. So a little more serious question, Steve. How are your employees holding up? I'm sure the strain on them has been enormous. You know, what are their or your biggest concerns, and how are you handling those concerns?
Well, first of all, our biggest concern is the health and welfare of our employees and the customers. And that's been at the forefront of everything that we've been trying to do over the last couple of weeks. It's been geared at trying to keep the store safe and the knowledge of our employees and the customers that it is a safe zone, that, you know, we're doing as much as we can to keep it sanitized and clean.
Right.
We've made extraordinary efforts to try to keep our employees safe.
Can you give us examples of what kinds of things?
They're sanitizing just about after every customer. We've put up sneeze guards at the registers. We've closed off our deli. Our deli is now a self-serve deli to minimize contact with the customers. We're sanitizing grocery carts with spray. We're adhering to a 6-foot rule, not only with customers but with employees as well. We're trying to ensure that everybody is doing everything they can to stay safe. We're providing masks for employees that want masks. They're wearing latex gloves. They're doing everything that they possibly can to stay safe. And I'm really proud of the employees and the way they've pulled together, the way they've gotten through this. It's really been a joy to watch how they've done that, and the massive amount of work that's been put into keeping that store running over the last couple of weeks has been incredible.
Yeah, I think we can even just look around and guess that. When I was there, one of the aisles was blocked off because they had so many boxes out and were refilling virtually everything in it, and then 5 minutes later that aisle was open and another one was closed off. So it seems like people
right.
have... You've changed even how you do things, and it's really, you're just really responding to this shift very quickly.
Yeah, in order to get the, because of our delivery schedules and the need to get the product onto the shelf, you have to stock during store hours. And in order to do that with the amount of volume in the store, the only way we can stock the shelves is by closing the aisle to the public, allowing our employees to get in there. That not only helps them get the product on the shelves quicker, it keeps them at distance to the customers too, so everybody stays safe.
Right.
So it's really the best way to do things right now.
And you didn't quite say this, but I'm guessing that customers that come into the store, if they manage to keep their distance both from each other and from the employees, then they will be really, we can think of it as doing it for the employees, if not ourselves, because, you're the ones that are in there for hours and hours. And so I think, just a plea to customers to really honor that for the sake of the employees, if not themselves.
Correct. That really has been a real issue. I think customers on a daily basis are getting more informed about what they need to do as far as social distancing is concerned. Have become a lot better with it and respecting the space of the employees and of each other. People are accustomed to using the grocery store as
social
a
hour.
Social network.
Absolutely.
Yep. You see your friends and neighbors, and you want to talk, and you want to talk about what's going on. You want to talk to the employees about what's going on, but right now that's not the best thing to do. The best thing to do is to shop alone. Don't bring your kids in the store. Don't bring your parents in the store. Shop alone, have your list, basically get in and out as quickly as you possibly can. Don't linger, just because of what you said, for the protection of not only yourself, but your friends and neighbors and the employees in the store.
Yeah. And just in case anyone is not fully cognizant of the new hours, and do you want to just let us know how the hours have changed and why?
Well, we shortened our hours. We're now... open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. instead of 6 a.m. to midnight. And the reason for that was to enable us to get the store put back together, have a few more hours during the day because we were overwhelmed and there was no way to get the store restocked, refaced, clean, anything. So we're using that time. We still have staff of some stockers in the store from 9 p.m. to midnight. But that was the biggest reason to do that. But we've also tried to dedicate 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning for elderly and those more vulnerable to this COVID-19 virus to allow them to shop before the rest of the public is in the stores. And we really are asking, there's no way for us to police that, but we're really asking the community to honor that and try to allow those 2 hours in the morning for those people.
Has that been working?
It has. It's been busy. You know, it's amazing when I come in the morning, how many cars are in the lot.
Oh, really? So they are using those early hours. That's good to know.
They are. Yes. So.
And like you said, like hopefully we can police ourselves, and we aren't going to need to be have. That's probably the last thing our police need is to come and worry about who's going to the grocery store.
it's difficult for us to enforce that, and we're just asking the public to honor that request.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully everyone is doing that. Do you have any needs as employees? Has there been more turnover? Do you anticipate needs with employers? With so many unemployed, I've got to believe this is a curiosity for people.
It is, and we've hired quite a bit of, you know, company-wide. I think last week we hired over 100 employees, most of which are going to be temporary because, you know, and we've had other businesses reach out to us as a company to say, hey, I'm going to have some displaced employees. Are you guys hiring? And, you know, yes, we are. The Two Harbors location has hired a couple of employees in the last week. But like I said, company-wide, it's been over 100. And I would imagine that will increase because what we're going to see happen is some of our current staff is going to leave. Because of health issues or other issues. So there's going to be some turnover happening. And we've had a few at our store. I think we've had 6 or 7 who have decided to take a leave.
Mm-hmm.
And we're honoring that. They will maintain their, we'll welcome them back when they're ready to come back. They'll maintain their seniority and vacation and health insurance and all that stuff.
Yes. I did notice a few employees wearing masks too. Is that something that's available in your store?
It is. We just got a delivery, and I believe by Monday at the latest, I'll have masks for any employee who wants it. Right now, we're encouraging any employee who has one to feel free to wear it, and that's what most of them are doing.
Mm-hmm.
They did purchase company-wide. I think they purchased like 10,000 masks to distribute among our stores for employee usage.
Yeah, and you know, I know there are several people in town making masks also. I wonder how we can get those distributed to people they should. Or I was even wondering about distributing homemade masks at the door for elderly people coming in. Or I mean, maybe that's just all in the future.
I don't think any of us know what the future is going to be
like.
I mean, it's there's more information being thrown at us every day, and we're just trying to stay on top of it and be as safe as we possibly can be.
Yes. One final question for you, Steve. Are people using toilet paper as if it grew on trees?
Apparently they are.
And
but rest assured, they will. I mean, that will be back in stock. That's probably the item that's been overwhelmed as much as any, or probably more than anything, has been the bath tissue. But suppliers are slowly getting restocked. Be patient. It'll, you know, right now it's kind of we go from truck to truck and we're sometimes out in between, but it won't be long. I would imagine this week will be better than last as far as stock levels are concerned, and the following week will be even better than that. So, just be patient. Everything will be back on the shelf, as quickly as we can get it there.
Okay.
We have seen some rationing, from our wholesalers.
Okay.
Because they can't keep up. So we've had some order limits placed on us by some of our wholesalers as to what we can get or how many pieces we can get. So we have to sometimes pick and choose what we order from truck to truck. But those are being lifted steadily, and I anticipate by this week sometime most of those will be lifted completely.
All right. I did get one addendum question to that from a listener is, is there some plan to start making more recycled toilet paper because of the shortage?
That I don't know the answer to.
Okay.
I mean, you would have to. I think these companies are trying to keep up as quickly as they can and just concentrate on restocking what they currently make as opposed to R&D on a new product.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for calling in and giving us the time. I hope listeners, I know you'll have a broad audience when this is played, and this interview is happening on Saturday, the 28th of March. Steve, is there anything else to ask you before we sign off here?
No, I just encourage everybody to be safe. Think about your friends and neighbors during this time, and just try to stay as safe as you possibly can.
Great. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Steve Knutson with the manager at Super One right here in Two Harbors, giving us updates on what's happening at Super One, one of our critical stores during COVID-19. And once again, this interview took place originally on Saturday, March 28th. You're listening to KTWH.